Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all on this second Sunday in Ordinary Time. Welcome also to all who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Corey. This Mass is being offered for living and deceased members of the Outreach Mass community.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mystery. I confess. Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, heavenly King, O God.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who govern all things, both in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the pleading of your people and bestow your peace on our times. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, the Lord says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." The word of the Lord.
Down to me, he heard my cry. He put put a new song into my mouth, praise of our God. Here am I, Lord, here am I, Lord, I come to not in sacrifice and offerings, but in an open ear. You do not ask for holocaust and victim. Then I said, see, I have come. Here am I, Lord. Here am I. It stands written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your instruction lies deep within me. Here am I, Lord. Here am I, Lord. I come to I have proclaimed in the great assembly. My lips I have not sealed. You know it deep, O Lord. Here am I, Lord. Here am I, Lord. I come to
from the beginning of the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to you who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy, with all those everywhere who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Here we go, folks. Baptism of the Lord, part 2. This is just the Gospel of John, John's version of kind of the baptism, which is so beautiful because the baptism of the Lord is, right, the linchpin between the end of the Christmas season, ordinary time. And it's so beautiful that we kind of get the two aspects from it. Because if you remember, right, last week, we actually hear about his actual baptism, and it ends with the words, right, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Right, it's very much focused on Jesus' identity and the fact that his Father is well pleased in him. But today we get John's kind of version, and it's kind of the before and after his baptism. And it's all focused on, really, Jesus' mission. Because right? if we hear, right, John the Baptist sees Jesus and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Right? Already he's hearkening to the fact that Jesus is a lamb, right? One that's going to be sacrificed, right, and offered up for the sins of the world, right? That's why Jesus came. And at the end of our gospel says, he is the Son of God. Right, he already makes that claim of who Jesus is and what he is about. And so we get these kind of, this really cool kind of two-week message in regards to, right, Jesus' baptism, the fact that he is the Son of God, right? He is God. His identity is based in that fact. But who he is directly tied to what he does, his mission, which is to save us, right? To become the Lamb that is sacrificed and offered up. This is good for us to kind of to remember and to recall, because through our own baptism, we are directly tied to Jesus' own baptism, to his identity, and to his mission. Because through our own baptism, we are adopted children of God, where we are beloved sons and beloved daughters of the Father, and with whom God is well pleased. And so let's just pause for a moment and really take that in. God loves you so much. He is pleased with you, not because you do anything, but for who you are, or that you're a beloved son, a beloved daughter of his. Right? That's why he loves you. That's why he's pleased with you. But it doesn't stop there. Because yes, we have died and have risen with Christ in our own baptism. So too, we are called to go out on mission like him. Right? To go proclaim that good news. Where we are called to be holy. Right? To be sanctified. And it's because of Jesus that we can do that. that's why I always find it funny that, well, people think, oh, it's not, I'm not the one who's called to go proclaim the gospel. Right? I'm not the one who, I'm not smart enough. I don't have the right words. Right? Well, you're speaking to the choir, okay? I still don't think I'm smart enough, okay? I still don't think I have the right words, eloquent enough. But God didn't seem to care, okay? He called me, and he's calling all of you to do the same. And it's not just enough to work on ourselves, okay? Obviously, through our baptism, you know, we need to continue to work on our relationship with the Lord, yes. But we're all set out on mission. Right? It doesn't matter who you are. Now, right, a lot of people think that, oh, I'm called to, you know, or that we're being called to go to mission, like to Africa, to all those far off places that are so unlike us, to those random strangers and tribes, you know, the Amazon, and proclaim Jesus and convert thousands of souls. But that's not true. I think as a collective, yes, it's true, and we're going to get there. But also, like, we need to really start a little closer to home. Because I think it is a little too little to think that it's just about us. But what about our families? What about, you know, the people that we live with? What about people in our classroom, at work? Those kind of maybe random people we see at the grocery store. Are we willing to go out on mission towards them? I know for me, the Lord put a specific kind of call for me a couple of times in my life. And they're a little extreme, so I don't think this is necessarily all of your kind of calling, but the Lord called me to go to Baltimore and do a year of service and work with kind of Catholic Charities in their soup kitchen. And so I was running their volunteer kind of program. And so day in, day out, I was kind of on mission serving kind of poor people of Baltimore. And what a beautiful witness to see. And even further extreme, right, the Lord called me to go on a mission to go to Calcutta for a little bit to serve with the Missionaries of Charity, right, to truly serve the poorest of the poor. And I'll tell you right now, I did not want to go. I didn't feel qualified. Right, didn't feel like I had, you know, the right things. What was I going to say? Right? How is it actually going to help somebody? Right? It's too far. It's too extreme. But that didn't matter. Because via my baptism, I have all the grace that's needed. Right? The Lord has used my gifts to further his mission. And today, I really think we need to take a hard look at ourselves and ask the hard question, how am I doing with my baptismal call? Right? How am I doing with this call to go out on mission? Because for a lot of us, if we're honest, it's pretty weak. Right? We really don't want to do it. We're afraid. We're hesitant, right? The struggle is real. But I think in those moments, we have to recall our baptism, right? To go back to what is our identity, right? Who are we? Whose are we? Right? We are beloved children of God. And based on that fact alone, you are exactly equipped to go on mission to where the Lord's calling you to, wherever that might be. And today I think we need to start letting go of kind of the ego, kind of the pride. Definitely let go of all the lies from Satan, right? Saying that we're not good enough, right? That we're not smart enough, that we don't have what it takes. I think we need to get to a place like John the Baptist, like Jesus, like all the apostles who went out two by two on mission, right? Who were constantly saying, "Here I am, Lord. Right? I come to do your will." And what a bold prayer, folks. I don't know if you've actually ever prayed that one before. I would slightly, I'll warn you, if you actually pray it, just be ready for what comes. Because the Lord's going to take you up on his offer. Right. He'll take you up. If you say, "Lord, here I am, use me. However you see fit, wherever you see fit, I'm ready to do your will." If you do it, I mean, who knows? You might become a priest. Just saying, happened to me, you know? But maybe it's, hey, maybe you actually just go down the street right to your neighbor who really needs help. Right? Maybe just people that you work with that the Lord's calling you to. Or those fellow people in class. Maybe it's a little farther, you know, farther away from home. Maybe the Lord's calling you to actually go on a mission trip, you know, out of the country or out of state, right, to serve people who might need it. But what would happen if we actually lived out our baptism? If we actually went out on mission like we're called to do? If we actually said that prayer, "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will." So one, will we actually make that prayer? Two, will we follow through with it? And maybe most importantly, are we ready for how the Lord is calling you to? Because it's mission. Are we ready? Hopefully you too, along with myself, can say, "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will."
Now let us profess our faith as we say, "I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and he became man. For our Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of God, is buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures.
Together, we bring our prayers to God and ask Him to hear our petitions.
church, may God continue to purify and sanctify us, making us ever more holy in his sight. Let us pray to the Lord. For a greater respect for life throughout the world, from conception through natural death, let us pray to the Lord. For all who struggle with disabilities, may God's strength accompany them in their hardships. Let us pray to the Lord. For this community of believers, may the joy of the gospel be a source of light and life in our daily endeavors. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who are homebound or experiencing illness of mind, body, or spirit, may Jesus, the light of the world, bring you peace and healing. Especially Patricia Brock and our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer, let us pray to the Lord. For those who have died, may they be received by our Father into their heavenly home, especially Pat Robinson and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Almighty Father, look with kindness upon us and grant our prayers. We ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that we may participate worthily in these mysteries. For whenever the memorial of this sacrifice is celebrated, the work of our redemption is accomplished. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation through Christ our Lord. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." the mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with this Holy Spirit, may become one body, one Spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Leo our Pope and Earl our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
And all who dwell in God.
us light, deliver us from evil. Make us one, be our shield, make still the winds that blow. Cradle us with love. Behold, behold the Lamb of God. All who eat, all who drink shall live.
Let us pray. Pour on us, O Lord, the spirit of your love, and in your kindness, make those you have nourished by this one heavenly bread, one in mind and heart. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Friends, I'm standing in front of a statue of St. Thomas Aquinas, patron saint of students. In the spiritual life, we're all students. We're growing in faith, hope, and love. I want to thank all those who support this outreach mass ministry by their prayers, by their contributions, that we can share the good news with thousands of households across Michigan. If you wish to support this ministry, send a check payable to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for your generosity. May God bless and keep you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.